الحمد لله الذي أنعم علينا بنعمة الإسلام والإيمان.
Praises for Allah who favored us with the gifts of Islam and Iman.
وجعلهما سلما لارتقاء مراتب الإحسان.
And he made the two of them a ladder through which we ascend to the degrees of Ihsan.
وجعل الإحسان منفذا إلى مراتب العرفان أي المعرفة الخاصة به جل جلاله.
And he made Ihsan an opening or a doorway to Irfan, to the levels of elect gnosis or knowledge of him جل جلاله.
ولكن الإسلام والإيمان إنما يرقيان إلى المراتب الإحسانية إذا قوي وثبت وتمت أركانهما وأسسهما على الوجه الأتم.
However, faith, Islam and Iman, faith and submission, submission and faith only are a cause to make one ascend to the degrees of Ihsan if they are strong and firm grounded and based upon their foundations, and they are properly established with their respective pillars.
فالصدق في الإسلام يورث تعلق القلب بالله ورسوله تصديقا وتعظيما ومحبة.
So being true, being entirely true and earnest in your Islam, it produces a love and conviction about one's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is properly established.
وَيُهَيِّئُ السَّبِيلَ لِتَقْوِيَةِ ذَلِكَ بِتَقْوِيمِ الْجَوَارِحِ فِي أَنْوَاعِ الطَّاعَاتِ وَضَبْطِ تِلْكَ الْجَوَارِحِ بِأَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَاتِ.
And a way, the way is paved for this to be strengthened by fulfilling the various acts of obedience with one's bodily limbs, and also controlling the behavior of one's bodily limbs such that they are according to the sacred law.
فبالشهادتين يكمل التعظيم لله ورسوله ويتعلق القلب بهما.
So through the two testifications of faith, one's magnification, one's ta'zim of Allah and His Messenger becomes strong.
وبالصلاة والزكاة والصيام والحج يكمل النموذج لانقياد الجوارح واستسلامها لأمر الله.
And through prayer, zakat and fasting, one's bodily submission is complete and one follows with one's bodily limbs.
وهي مؤشرات للتعاملات القلبية والجوارح العملية والمالية.
And these prepare one one's bodily limbs. Through these bodily limbs, one prepares one's heart to have proper dealings with Allah and also dealings in one's monetary affairs.
يتصل بها انتظام العمل كله في مختلف التصرفات ضمن قانون الحج تبارك وتعالى ومنهجه وشريعته.
And what connects to this is all of one's affairs being connected to the real and being organized according to his sacred law.
وبذلك يعلم أن هذه الأركان الخمسة إنما هي أسس يبنى عليها حقائق الإسلام.
And through this we know that these five pillars are only foundations upon which the truths or the realities of Islam are based.
حتى من البلوغ إلى الكمال والذروة في تحقيق معاني الإسلام وإقامة العلاقة بالحق ورسوله تعظيما ومحبة يصدر انحياز الإنسان وابتعاده عن أن يمس أعراض الغير أو أموالهم أو حقوقهم من تعلق قلبه بالحق وبرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم واستعداده للدار الآخرة.
So when the person reaches the summit of Islam, this makes them reach the point where and their magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completed, and their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this makes them reach the point where they will entirely avoid transgressing any of the reputation or the wealth of any human beings.
وفي هذا يقول سيدنا النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده.
And in this regard, our prophet says, Al-Mustafa, the Muslim, the true Muslim, is the one who the Muslims are safe from both his tongue and his hand.
وكذلك يعمل الإيمان في القلب قوة التعلق المفضي إلى حسن التخلق.
And he said, similarly, the meaning of faith in the heart is a strong attachment that causes an emulation or a embodiment of certain characteristics, تخلق.
والتخلق يفضي إلى التحقق.
And this تخلق, this emulation or acquiring certain qualities, makes one reach تحقق, which you can translate as realization.
وقد جعل الله تبارك وتعالى مربوطا بالإيمان به الإيمان بملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقضاء والقدر.
And Allah connected faith to him, faith in him, to faith in angels, books, messengers, the final day, and the ordination and decree.
فلما سأل سيدنا جبريل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله ثم نص مع الإيمان بالله على ملائكته وكتبه ورسله اليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره.
So when our master Jibril asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about faith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described it or explicitly as saying that you believe in Allah, and then continued to mention the other pillars. So after that, he said that you believe in Allah, and that you believe in the angels, and that you believe in the books, and that you believe in the messengers, and that you believe in the final day, and that you believe in the divine ordination and decree.
وبهذا نعرف مكانة الأنبياء والملائكة.
So through this, we know the great station of the prophets and angels.
وأن إيماننا بالله متوقف على الإيمان بهم.
And that our faith in Allah is based upon our faith in, or dependent upon our faith in them.
فلو فرضنا مدعيا يدعي الإيمان بالله تعالى وأسمائه وصفاته ثم يكذب رسولا واحدا من رسله أو يحتقر ملكا واحدا من ملائكته لكان بذلك خارجا عن دائرة الإسلام والإيمان غير مقبول عند الله تعالى.
So if someone claimed to have faith in Allah and faith in his names and attributes, and then they belied one of his messengers or one of the prophets, this would have removed them from the very pale of Islam.
كذلك لو كذب بآية واحدة من آيات القرآن بل بحرف من حروفه أو كذب بآية من الكتب التي أنزل الله تعالى.
The same is the case if they were to belie one verse of the Quran or even one of its letters, and similarly one of the verses of the revelation of the other divinely revealed books.
وبهذا تعلم ما يحمل المؤمنون من تعظيم المرسلين والأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم فلا يمكن أن يرد على معتد ومفترين بانتقاصه لشيء من أمور ديننا أن ننتقص أحدا من أنبياء الله ولا كتبهم.
So through this we know the magnification that the believers have for the prophets and messengers. So if someone were to put our religion down, we cannot respond in a manner that in any way is belittling towards any of the previous messengers or their books.
وبهذا المعنى والحقيقة في التعلق بعث الله كل نبي مصدقا لمن قبله معظما له.
And in this meaning and this attachment, Allah sent every prophet and messenger declaring the truthfulness of those who preceded them.
وعن رسالة سيدنا عيسى يقول الله تعالى أنه قال يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah described the message of our master Isa, peace be upon him, that he said, O children of Israel, indeed I am a messenger of Allah to you, declaring the truthfulness of that which was before me of the Torah, and giving the glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, his name being Ahmad.
فربطهم بمن قبله إيمانا وتصديقا وربطهم بالنبي الذي يأتي بعده خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
So he connected them to those who were prior to them in faith and conviction, and connected them also to the messenger that would come after him, and he gave his name as Ahmad.
ومن العجب أنه في ما حصل من الاعتداء والتحريفات في الكتب المنزلة أن بعض من حمله الحسد للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أن يمحو اسمه من الإنجيل أبقى اسم أحمد وأمحى اسم محمد حتى فيما عنده من الصحف تمهيدا أن لا يصدق به فنزل القرآن بلفظ أحمد.
And he said, and what's amazing from the transgressions against the scriptures and the alterations of the scriptures was that someone who was compelled by envy to erase from the Injil the name Muhammad, and he erased in the scripture that he had the mention of the name of Muhammad, and left the mention of the name Ahmad. And then when the revelation came, it came mentioning him by the name Ahmad.
ونعلم بذلك أن معنى إيماننا بالكتب أي بذات الكتب المنزلة التي أنزلها الله تبارك وتعالى لا بما لحقها من تحريف وتغيير وتبديل.
So through this we know that our faith in the books is the faith in the books themselves as they were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not those books or the condition in which they were after they were altered and changed.
فجميع كتب الله المنزلة متحدة في أصلها وفي مصدرها وإنما تختلف الأحكام الفرعية في المسائل باختلاف ما اختار الله تعالى لأوقاتها والأزمنة النازلة فيها والقوم الذين نزلت عليهم.
So all of the divinely revealed books in their origin and source are united. However, what differed is the secondary questions, and that was with respect to the given times and ages in which they were revealed and the people to whom those prophets were sent.
ثم خصنا بالقرآن وتولى بنفسه تعالى حفظه وتكفل بأن يحرسه من أيادي التغيير والتبديل.
And then Allah gave us the unique distinction of receiving the Quran and took upon Himself to protect it and preserved it from the hands of those who would change it and alter it.
بل وحفظ البيان له وهو سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And beyond that, Allah protected that which was the elucidation, the clarification of the Quran, which is the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فخدمت هذه السنة الكريمة خدمة باقية محفوظا فيها ومنها بما يوجب العلم ما يكفي للبيان الكامل التام عن كتاب الله تعالى.
And also Allah protected this noble sunnah in a way that preserved the complete clarification and explanation of the Quran.
فالحمد لله الذي وهبنا هذه النعم ونسأله تمامها علينا.
Praises for Allah who gave us these blessings and we ask Him that He complete them for us.
وتمامها على كل فرد منا بحالته وشانه وشان قلب شؤون قلبه مع هذه الكتب ومع الحق ورسله صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ومع سيدهم سيدنا محمد.
and that He also complete for us the state of each of us and their state with these books and with the real Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا فِي سِيَرِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ ثُمَّ فِي سِيرَةِ هَذَا الْمُصْطَفَى أَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمنوا بهم وصدقوهم كانت أول الخطوات امتلاء قلوبهم بمحبتهم وتعظيمهم والتعلق بهم.
And we've known in the life of the Prophet ﷺ as well as the life of the other prophets that the first step of those who believed in them was that their hearts were filled with love and ta'zim, magnification for them as well as an attachment to them.
ورد في ذلك الأخبار عن الأمم السابقة ثم كان الاختصاص من الله لأصحاب نبينا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So there were traditions conveying that to us from the previous nations, and then the greatest distinction was that which we received through the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فسرت محبتهم من قلوبهم للجناب الشريف حتى كان أحب إليهم من أنفسهم وأموالهم وأولادهم بل سرت إلى آثاره وإلى بقعته وإلى مكانه الذي يسكن صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم.
So the companions, their love for the noble Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم flowed to them such that it became more beloved to them than themselves and their families and their children. Beyond that, the love that they had for him flowed to the extent that even it reached the point where they loved his place and they loved the artifacts or the objects that were connected to him.
وفي الارتباط بين الإيمان وحقائق هذه المحبة يروي لنا الإمام الطبراني عليه رضوان الله تبارك وتعالى بسند رجاله رجال الصحيح عن واحد من الأنصار انتقلا من النفاق إلى الإيمان فارتبط الإيمان بحقيقة المحبة.
And Tabarani narrates a tradition. The narrators of this are narrators of the Sahih about one of the Ansar who was transformed from hypocrisy and he reached this point of a love and connection.
يقول سيدنا حرملة عليه رضوان الله تعالى ابن زيد أنه جاء إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فشكى إليه وقال يا رسول الله الإيمان ها هنا وأشار إلى لسانه والنفاق ها هنا وأشار إلى صدره ولا يذكر الله إلا قليلا.
So our master Harmala bin Zayd came to the Prophet ﷺ and complained and he said, O Messenger of Allah, faith is here, and he pointed to his tongue, and hypocrisy is here, and he pointed to his heart, and he complained that his tongue does not remember Allah, or that his heart does not remember Allah except a little bit.
فسكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكرر الكلام حرملة ثانيا وثالثا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fell silent and then حرملة repeated this a second and third time.
فأمسك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلسان حرملة ودعا له بدعوات.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold of the tongue of حرملة and made prayer and invoked Allah, made supplications for him.
قال اللهم اجعله صادقا.
And he said, Oh Allah, make him truthful.
وارزقه محبتي ومحبة من يحبني.
And grant, give him my love and the love of those who love me.
واجعل مآله إلى خير.
And make his outcome good.
امتلأ قلبه إيمانا ويقينا.
And his heart was then filled with faith and certitude.
وقال يا رسول الله إن معي عدد من المنافقين كنت أرأسهم أفلا أدلك عليهم.
And he said, O Messenger of Allah, there's a group of the hypocrites and I used to be the head of them. Should I show you who they are?
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا بل من جاءنا منهم كما جيتنا استغفرنا له كما استغفرنا لك.
And he said, No, but rather those who come to us as you came to us will seek forgiveness for them just as we did for you.
وَمَنْ أَصَرَّ فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِ وَلَا نَكْشِفُ لِأَحَدٍ سَتْرًا.
As for the one who persists in this hypocrisy, it's more becoming of Allah to take care of them, and we will not expose anyone.
فَكَانَ هَكَذَا مِنْهَاجُهُ الْأَقْوَمُ صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that's how his straight path was.
وهو الذي قال لما نزلت آيته إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم لو علمت أني لو زدت على السبعين غفر لهم لزدت عليها.
And when the verse was revealed, if you sought forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah would not forgive them. He said, if I knew that they would be forgiven if I said more, I would have done so.
وما خلق الله قلبا أرحم بالخلق من قلب سيد الخلق صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah did not create a heart that was more merciful towards the creatures than the heart of the master of creation.
انظر في الدعاء لما دعا له بالإيمان قال وارزقه محبتي ومحبة من يحبني.
And he said, look at the prayer when he prayed for him to have faith. He said, oh Allah, give him love of me and love of those who love me.
مشيرا إلى أن حقائق الإيمان مرتبطة بأسرار هذه المحبة.
Indicating that the realities of faith were intertwined with this increase of love, or connected to this increase in love.
بل كان بنفسه في دعائه يقول اللهم من يسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك.
In his own prayer he would even say, oh Allah, indeed I ask for your love and love of those who you love, and love of those deeds that bring me nearer to your love.
وَإِنَّ الْحَقَّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْكَوْنَ وَحَبَّبَ إِلَى النَّفْسِ الْبَشِرِيَّةِ شُؤُونًا ثُمَّ فَرَضَ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ الْإِيمَانَ بِهِ وَطَلَبَ مِنْهُمْ مَحَبَّتَهُ فَجَعَلَ الْعَلَامَةَ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِهِ أَنْ تُبْدَلَ الْمَحْبُوبَاتُ لِلنَّفْسِ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ مِنْ أَجْلِ هَذَا الْإِلَهِ وأن تسخر لنصرته سبحانه وتعالى ونصرة دينه ويعمل فيها بشريعته.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe and created the human being and made it obligatory that they love him, and then he created things that they love, and then he made a sign of true faith that the people spend those things and use those things that they love in his service and in love of him.
ثم أكد على قيامها بين طائفة المؤمنين وأنه على قدر الإيمان به يكون ولاؤهم لبعضهم البعض ومحبتهم لبعضهم من أجله تعالى.
And then he affirmed this mutual love among the believers and informed us that the faith would be in accordance to their mutual allegiance for his sake and the love that they had for his sake.
ووصف وصفا لأحوال المؤمنين في آية كريمة.
And he described one of the qualities of the believers in a noble Quranic verse.
فقال جل جلاله والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض.
And he said the believing men and the believing women, some of them are their mutual allies, they have a mutual wilaya for each other.
فبدأ بهذا الولاء إشارة إلى المحبة والمودة بعض بينهم.
And so he mentioned this wilaya, this patronage or allegiance, indicating their love, their mutual love and affection.
وذكر نتيجة ذلك في الواقع بينهم فقال يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
And he mentioned then the result of this connection they had in the circumstances, or the actual case, their on the ground circumstances, and he said that they command that which is good and they forbid that which is wrong.
أي لا يرضون لبعضهم البعض نقص الدرجات ولا الهبوط في الدركات.
That they do not accept for one another a decrease in their degrees or their falling from stations to lower stations.
فبذلك يتناصحون وبذلك يأخذ بعضهم بيد بعض.
So for this reason they give mutual counsel and one they take each other by the hands.
ثم ذكر الأعمدة التي يقوم عليها الدين فقال ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة.
And then he mentioned the pillars upon which they establish the deen, and he said that they establish the prayer and they give the zakat.
ثم ذكر السياج لذلك كله والحقيقة فقال ويطيعون الله ورسوله.
And then he mentioned that which encompassed all of that and the reality of that, and he said, and they obey Allah and His Messenger.
وذكر النتيجة لكل ذلك فقال أولئك سيرحمهم الله.
And then Allah mentioned the result of all of that, and He said, those Allah will show them mercy.
أولئك سيرحمهم الله.
Those Allah will show them mercy.
أولئك سيرحمهم الله.
Those Allah will show them mercy.
وهنيئا لمن فاز برحمة الله.
And how very excellent it is, how very good it is for the one who is triumphant in receiving Allah's mercy.
ووجهتنا إليه تعالى أن لا يصرفنا من مجمعنا إلا وقد حققنا بهذه الأوصاف وأوجب لنا رحمته.
And we're turning to Allah Ta'ala, seeking from Him that we do not leave this gathering except that He has granted us these qualities and showed us His mercy. And also that we are truly realized in an allegiance towards the believers. And that we command that which is good and prohibit that which is wrong. Among ourselves and our families and our companions.
وَحُسْنِ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ.
And a good establishment of the prayer and giving the zakat.
وَيَجْعَلْ شِعَارَنَا الطَّاعَ لَهُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ.
And that He make our emblem, our hallmark, obeying Allah and His Messenger.
فَنُغْمَرَ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.
So that we are drenched in Allah's mercy.
وَتَعُمُّنَا مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ.
And that it surrounds us from every side.
وَنَحْيَا فِيهَا وَنَمُوتْ فِيهَا.
And that we live in this mercy and die in it.
يا من رحمته وسعت كل شيء وفر حظنا من رحمتك.
And we ask you, O one whose mercy encompassed everything, that you give us a vast portion of your mercy.
وانظر العلامة لقبول دعائي في تعلق قلبك من ساعتك هذه بالحق وبرسوله وبارتقاء الدرجات العلى.
And look at for the sign of this prayer being accepted from this very instant in your connection to Allah and His Messenger and an aspiration to ascend to the highest degrees.
وشعورك وأحاسيسك بقلبك نحو المرسلين والملائكة والمؤمنين عامة وخاصتهم خاصة.
And your feeling and your heart's attachment to the angels and the prophets and the believers in general and the elect of them in specific.
بأسرار هذه التعلقات والمحبة يحلو لك أداء الفرائض في أوقاتها والحرص على الجماعة فيها.
Through the secrets of this connection and this attachment and this love, the fulfillment of one's obligations in their time will be sweet.
بتلك المحبة والتعلق لا تستطيع أن تهجر كتاب الله ولا أن تغفل عن ذكره في كل صباح ومساء وفي أحوالك المختلفة.
And through this love and attachment you will not be able to neglect Allah's book and remembrance of Him in every morning and evening.
بتلك المحبة يحلو ويلذ لك أن تستغفر الحق تعالى في آخر نهارك وفي آخر ليلك كذلك.
And through this love and attachment it will be sweet and pleasurable for you to seek forgiveness of Allah at the end of every night and the end of every day.
وعلى أساسها قامت تلك الأعمال في حياة سادتنا الصحب الأكرمين رضي الله عنهم.
And upon the basis of this love, the likes of these deeds were established in the life of the prophetic companions.
نسألك اللهم يا من اختصصتهم بتلك المراتب أن تهبنا من تلك المواهب.
And we ask you, O Allah, who gave them the unique distinction of having those stations, that you grant us from those gifts.
فإن نبيكم يقول في كل قرن من أمتي سابقون.
Your prophet says, in each generation of the ummah, there are forerunners.
في كل زمان منهم من يلحق بالسابقين أهل المراتب العليا.
In each generation or each time of the ummah, there are those who join the group of the sabiqeen, those initial forerunners.
وليس عنوان ذلك في الدنيا إلا صدق المحبة والتعلق المفضي إلى التخلق.
And the sign of that in this world is nothing other than true love and attachment which causes this emulation.
الموصل إلى التذوق والتحقق.
That makes someone reach the point of experience and realization.
وشاهده قول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب.
And the proof of this is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person is with or will be with those whom he loves.
ففي الصفوف الأولى التي يصفها أهل الجنة من هذه الأمة يحضر فيها من كل قرن طائفة من الناس.
And in the first ranks of the people of paradise, there are people that will be present in that first those first ranks. From every generation.
ولقد فتح لنا صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الخبر صدق الرغب إلى الله واللجاء أن الحق بأهل تلك الرتب العلية.
And Allah's Messenger opened through this prophetic tradition for us a true desire to be connected to that group and returning to Allah in refuge or returning to Allah, asking that we be placed among those high stations.
فعسى تنبعث منا الهمم.
So hopefully in us aspirations will be stirred.
ونصدق العزيمة مع مولى الكرم.
And that we will be true in our resolve with the master of generosity.
فكم في لحظة صدق معه وهب من العطايا ما لا يتوهم.
So in how many an instant of being true to him, a moment of being true to him, did he give gifts that could not be imagined?
فإليه نتوجه أن ينظر إلى قلوبنا.
So to him we turn asking that he look to our hearts.
ويطهرها من التعلق بجميع القواطع وكل ما يعوب عن الوصول إليه.
And that he protect them from being connected to anything that would cut us off from him or prevent us from reaching him.
حتى نمشي ليلتنا وهو ورسوله أحب إلينا مما سواهما.
Such that in this evening he and his messenger are more beloved to us than everything other than them.
ومن أجله نحب أنبياءه وملائكته وصالح عباده خاصة والمؤمنين عامة.
And so that for his sake we love him and his angels and his prophets and the pious of his nation in specific.
ثم نحب الخير لجميع الكائنات تقربا إليه وعبودية له.
And then that we love good for all creatures out of drawing near to him or means of drawing nearer to him and out of servitude to him.
وهو المطلع على قلوبكم فتوجهوا إليه.
And he is the one who is aware of your hearts, who sees your hearts, so turn to him.
والسامع خواطركم والناظر سرائركم فأقبلوا عليه.
And he is the one that hears your thoughts and the one who looks to your spirit, so turn to him.
نمد أكفنا إليه ونرفع أيدينا إليه.
We stretch our hands to him and raise our hands to him.
ما لنا غيرك يا الله.
We have no one for us other than you, O Allah.
ما لنا إله سواك يا الله.
We have no God other than you, O Allah.
كرمك يسعنا يا الله.
Your generosity encompasses us, O Allah.
ومهما كان منا فأنت لذنوبنا يا الله.
And whatever we've done, you're the one who is there to forgive our sins, O Allah.
أنت تؤاخذ عليها إن شئت وتغفرها وحدك إن شئت.
You can punish us for them if you wish and forgive them alone if you wish.
ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
And no one forgives sin save you.
فادفع عنا شر الذنوب.
So fend from us the harm of our sins.
وآثار الذنوب.
And the effects of sins.
وأصلح القلوب.
And correct the hearts.
واجعل قلوبنا في الطاعة لك.
And make our hearts in a state of obedience to you.
وجوارحنا في الطاعة لك.
And also our bodily limbs in obedience to you.
وأعمر جوارحنا بأنوار العبادة.
And enliven our bodily limbs with the various types of worship.
وَأَحْمَرُ قُلُوبَنَا بِأَنْوَارِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ
And make our hearts thrive with the lights of Gnosis.
وَأَحْمَرُ أَرْوَاحَنَا بِأَنْوَارِ الْمَحَبَّةِ
And make our spirits thrive with the lights of love.
وَأَحْمَرُ أَسْرَارَنَا بِأَنْوَارِ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ
And make our secrets, our asrar, thrive with the lights of spiritual vision.
إِنَّ بِتَوْفِيقِكَ وَقَفْنَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ
Indeed, through your enabling grace, your tawfiq, we stood before you.
وَلُذْنَا بِكَ وَتَذَلَّلْنَا لَكَ
And we've sought refuge in you and humbled ourselves for you.
وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ
And you are the most merciful of those who show mercy.
وَأَنْتَ أَكْرَمُ الْأَكْرَمِينَ
And you are the most generous of the generous.
قال نبيك إن الله حي كريم
Your Prophet said, indeed, Allah is living and generous. Shy when a servant stretches his hands up to him that he sends him away empty-handed.
Ya Allah, وقد مددنا أيدينا إليك.
O Allah, and we've stretched our hands to you.
والحال لا يخفى عليك.
And our state is not hidden from you.
لا ترد منا أحدا.
Don't send any of us away.
ولا تقطع منا صغيرا. ولا كبيرا ولا ذكرا ولا أنثى.
And do not cut off any of the young or the old or the male or the women.
اقبلنا على ما فينا يا ربنا.
Accept us as we are, O our Lord.
وأصلح ظاهرنا وخافينا يا إلهنا.
And rectify our outward and inward states, O our God.
يا الله أغثنا.
O Allah, save us.
يا الله ارحمنا.
O Allah, show us mercy.
يا الله تولنا.
O Allah, care for us.
يا الله خذ بأيدينا.
O Allah, take us by the hand.
يا الله أسعفنا بفضلك.
O Allah, save us through your grace.
ومن علينا بطولك.
And favor us with your might.
ورزقنا صدق الإقبال
And grant us to truly turn to you.
يا إلهنا كم يبيت الليلة من قلب في دوائر الصدق معك فاجعل قلوبنا منها.
Oh our God, how many nights, how many hearts will spend the night in the spheres of being true to you? So make us from among them, oh our God.
لا تؤاخذنا بما عملنا.
Don't punish us for what we've done.
ولا تعاملنا إلا بفضلك.
And do not deal with us save through your beneficence.
بدل سيئاتنا حسنا.
Turn our evil deeds into good deeds. Turn our evil deeds into good deeds. Turn our evil deeds into good deeds. And forgive us in all that is past and protect us in what remains. And forgive us what's past and protect us in the future. Forgive us what's past and protect us in what's coming.
يا مجيب الدعوات.
You who answers prayers.
يا قاضي الحاجات.
You who fulfills needs.
يا غافر الخطيئات.
You who forgives sins.
يا كاشف الكروبات.
You who alleviates hardships.
يا عالم الخفيات.
You know the unseen.
يا رب الأرض والسماوات.
O Lord of the heavens and the earth.
يا كثير الخيرات.
You of abundant good.
يا جزيل العطيات.
You of vast gifts.
يا الله.
Allah.
يا الله. يا الله. يا الله 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 ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة وارفعنا مراتب قربك الرافعة واجعلنا في أهل القلوب الخاشعة وأثبتنا في ديوان الصادقين وألحقنا بالصادقين واجمعنا بنبيك الأمين وارزقنا متابعته في كل حال وحين واحشرنا في زمرته يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة وهذا الجهد وعليك التكلان إلى من نذهب وأين يكون المهرب يا الله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ لنا منك إلا إليك يا الله ارحمنا في ضعفنا وارحمنا في عجزنا وارحمنا في فاقتنا وفقرنا إليك يا غني عنا ارحم اللهم فقرنا وجد بعطفك علينا وأصلح الشأن كله لنا يا الله يا الله يا الله
يا غوثه يا رباه يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، أنجز لنا رحمة من عندك نسعد بها في الدنيا والآخرة، واجعلنا من أهل الوجوه الناظرة التي هي إليك ناظرة. ارحم جمعنا يا ربنا يا الله، اقبلنا على ما فينا يا خالقنا يا الله، افتح الأبواب لنا يا حي يا قيوم يا الله، اكشف الشدائد عنا يا إلهنا يا الله يا الله يا الله، أنت الرجاء وإليك اللجاء وإليك الملتجى، والأمر كل بيديك والحال لا يخفى عليك. أصلحنا وإياهم، أسعدنا وإياهم، وفقنا وإياهم، أصلح لنا الظواهر والبواطن يا الله يا الله يا الله. يسمعكم الله فتوجهوا إلى الله، يراكم الله فأقبلوا على الله، وقولوا جميعا يا الله 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 يا الله
يا الله
تعلق بمن دونك، واجعلنا من قوم تحبهم ويحبونك، وأصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها بما أصلحت به شؤون الصالحين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نسألك لنا ولهم الأمة من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد، ونعوذ بك مما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك يا علي يا عظيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. تقبل الله منا ومنكم بسر الفاتحة.